The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 18th of October. And have we got a show for you today? This has to be probably one of our most premier shows that we've had in the year 2019. Joining me to help do the show is our licensed nutritional counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al. And yes, our listeners are in for quite an education this morning, a real treat, and more savings at Save-A-Lot.
That's no question about that. I want to remind our listeners that Janet is here today to help answer any questions you may have from 12 to 5. Tomorrow, Saturday, she'll be here from 12:30 to 5:30. The store is open today until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Saturday hours are 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And our special guest today is an educator, a formulator, a spokesperson for what I consider to be one of the major companies in our industry today. He has been with the company for more than 12 years, and he's going to impart on our listening audience today a great deal of knowledge, and we appreciate that. Let me bring in Mr. Michael Smith. Good morning, Michael.
Hi there. How are you guys?
Yeah, Dr. Michael Smith, that country doctor with the city education.
You know that, huh? You heard that before, have you?
Okay, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I use that anymore. But
okay, so it just shows you how far back I'm going.
I know, yes. I've been on your show a couple different times, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
it's a pleasure to be here, guys. Thank you.
But we have you here in person today.
Yeah, it's great to be in the store.
And how late will you be able to stay here to answer any questions people may have?
Not very, but I could open up my schedule a little bit. It's interesting because the Life Extension headquarters, I don't know if you guys know this, is right down the road here.
Yes.
Yeah, about 15 minutes
Commercial
south.
Boulevard.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
So it was an easy drive right on over.
Excellent.
So thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you because I know Life Extension is one of our premier lines. And we're very proud to carry that line because you have some condition-specific formulas that are very unique.
Yes.
Well-researched. And I love the fact that you publish a magazine every month explaining a lot of these new products and what different products, Life Extension products, can do to help people.
Yeah, I got to tell you, we take so much pride in that, in the magazine, right? And you've read it, and you know that it's not a standard industry magazine. This thing reads like a journal. You know, we're highlighting the latest research, and it's that same rigorous clinical research that goes into everything else we do, from the protocols that we create to the products we create. It's all grounded in that science. You know, as a medical doctor, I think I've told you this before, I wouldn't work for a company that wasn't grounded in the science like that.
Right.
I just wouldn't do it. And I've been with them 12 years, so that says something. Everything we do, we copiously reference. And that's important, I think, for the consumers to know.
Now, you've helped develop several new products that we're going to be speaking about today. And I think the key point that people have to understand is, as you pointed out, research went into these production of these particular products.
Absolutely.
And they were shown to be very effective in what they were used for.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Again, from the label claims, meaning the doses, all the way to the standardization of the ingredients, to the actual effectiveness of the whole formula and product, again, grounded in that science, backed up by peer-reviewed publications in major, you know, university-type magazines and journals. Yep.
So where would you like to start with the first product to let the listeners know what they could do to improve the health?
I'd actually like to start with, since we're talking about the science, right? I want to start with a product we have called Muscle Strength and Restore Formula.
So right? Important yes. for our category of listeners.
Well, and so here's the thing. It's well established in the literature and well known in clinical medicine, right, that as we when we hit about 40, every decade of life now, from your 40 to 50, 50 to 60, et cetera, you're going to lose around 10% of your muscle mass, your lean mass, right? And often it gets replaced with fat mass, right?
Right.
And then, of course, when you hit about 70, that accelerates. There is some research showing from 70 to 80, it's around 20% of your muscle mass. Once you get in the 80s, it's upwards of 25, 30% loss. And so being able to help people who are in their 40s on up to preserve that lean muscle mass is really key, not just to overall health, but to longevity itself. People with stronger muscle, a large amount of muscle mass, well established, better metabolism, longer life.
Better to preserve that muscle mass than try to get it back once it's lost. That's very good. Herculean task.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so important for our listeners because standing up from a chair without assistance, being able to climb stairs.
Huge stuff, right? I have a personal story with this. You know, my dad, who unfortunately passed away from Parkinson's a couple years ago, he was so against supplements. I couldn't convince him to do anything. He just doesn't listen to his son. Whatever it was. Well, you know, and he's also from the older generation where, the doctor was in charge and his medical doctor was saying, don't take supplements, right? So that was it. There was nothing I could say or do. But watching him deteriorate in terms of muscle mass and watching him barely be able to get out of a chair and stuff, you know, you see that and you think to yourself, it doesn't have to be that way. There is a way to preserve muscle mass as you start to age that can keep your strength up so that you can still be active and vibrant. What's the use of us Life Extension being a longevity company and we add years to people's lives, but it's not good years? What's the point of that?
Right.
So something like a Muscle Strength and Restore Formula, not only does it help to increase the number of years you have, because the more muscle you have, the longer you live. I mean, that's well established in the literature. But it's better years. It's vibrant years. You know, you're in your 80s and you can actually travel and you can do stuff. But here's an interesting story about this product. So the main active ingredient in here is called HMB. HMB is a metabolite of a very important amino acid in the body called leucine. Leucine is a branched chain amino acids. Those are the best amino acids for your muscles. And this metabolite of the branched chain amino acid leucine feeds the muscle directly. When you take this, it doesn't touch the liver. It goes right to the muscles directly. So it's almost like a shot of protein into your muscle, either before or after a workout. We've shown it doesn't really matter when you take it, as long as you're taking it. Now, HMB has been on the market for a while. Life Extension has not got into that market because the HMB on the market previous to us wasn't high quality. We couldn't find a good supplier.
Also had artificial ingredients.
Artificial stuff, and the extracts of HMB that were being sold were really never tested in any clinical trials. We were waiting to get our hands off the actual HMB that has 44 published clinical trials showing a preservation and even increase in muscle mass in aging Americans.
Wow.
44 published studies. Once we were able to get that extract, of course we made the formula.
Right.
But so we didn't just jump into this market a few years ago because it was popular. We don't do that as a company at Life Extension. If the science is not there, if the extract's not there, if the quality's not there, we're not going to do it. We waited until we found the one that was actually studied.
Now, particular product, it will work with men who exercise, women who exercise?
Yes. So men or women, it probably does. Well, here's a couple interesting studies for you. So I was just about to say it probably works better if you follow a resistance exercise type program, which I totally believe in, whether it's resistance bands or some weight. You need to get some weights going,
right.
Not just the aerobic, but some of that anaerobic workout. And I still believe that. However, there are a couple studies that have shown that even in older adults that aren't working out, this is able to preserve muscle mass.
That's nice.
As a matter of fact, in one study, they purposely induced loss of muscle mass. Bed rest. You know, if you're ever in a hospital and you're just laying there, that's like one of the worst things for you, right? You got to move. So they did this one study. I don't remember the exact number of subjects, but all of them were put on bed rest for like 2 weeks. Could you imagine that? These volunteers, I'm sure they were heavily paid and they were taken care of. But so they were bed rest for 2 weeks. Half of them, nothing, you know, no, just basic diet and stuff on bed rest. The other half, same diet, but they added this HMB that we have in this product. And what they showed was a significant preservation and in even some of those subjects increase in muscle mass. And they were just laying there in bed.
So
that's the power of this.
You think about the people who have an injury and they're not able to keep up their normal routine, even if it's just walking. People who've had a hip replacement, knee surgery, any kind of impact with interfering their normal exercise routine. This is something that they need. So if people are listening and they're contemplating a knee replacement, a hip replacement, any kind of joint medical attention, for whatever reason, an injury,
for
this
sure.
is what you need.
Yeah, and you should prepare for that because you know there's going to be some downtime in you know when you're recovering from right. from say a hip replacement, whatever that is. And during that recovery time, you want to preserve as much of that lean mass as you can because you'll be going through some physical therapy, but it's not a whole lot. There's a lot of pain there initially, you know, for the first month or so, what have you. So something like HMB from Life Extension will help in that recovery in terms of preserving muscle mass so that when you're ready to step it up and start working a little bit more and getting out there and walking – this is really going to help because you'll have preserved muscle mass to help with that recovery.
How often is it used during the day?
Once we suggest one scoop a day. You can put it right in water, stir it up, or you can put it in your smoothie shake. Or whatever you want to do. Doesn't matter.
Can you mix it with
yes.
protein?
You sure can.
Okay.
A lot of people will create their protein smoothie, and now they just add the HMB to it because there's
Excellent.
Really no taste to this. If you do it in water, I've tried it in water, it doesn't taste like anything. So you can put it pretty much in whatever you want.
That's very convenient.
No sugary
then.
Stuff.
That's
no sugary stuff. Don't put it in orange juice. Keep it a healthy shake or something.
Any benefit to a specific time of day to use this?
So that's a great question. There's a lot of research that has looked into when is the best time to take a protein supplement in terms of lean muscle mass preservation, right? So some experts say it should be 30 minutes before you work out.
Okay.
Other experts say, no, it's probably better 30 minutes after in recovery. Right. HMB is probably better on the recovery side. Mm-hmm. Branched chain amino acids are probably better on the recovery side. Mm-hmm. Others, like creatine, maybe better on the pre-workout side.
Right.
But at the end of the day, here's something I've learned in medicine. The more rules I put on people of like when to take this, don't take it now, they don't do it.
Get it into
your
body.
I mean, at the end of the day, take a scoop a day. If you don't take a scoop a day, I can tell you this for a fact, it won't work.
Right.
You got to take it daily, however that fits into your schedule. You know, I work out early in the morning. It's the first thing I do when I get up, and I do some protein stuff. I have to do it in the middle of my workout because if I do it 30 minutes before I work out, I'm going to be getting up like at 4 o'clock in the morning just to take a protein shake. So I'm not going to do that. So for me, I figured out what works best for my situation. But at the end of the day, take it daily.
That's the key thing.
Yes. It is with all the stuff we do, right?
Exactly. Compliance is most important.
Yeah. And the more rules you put on it, compliance goes down.
That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman and our very, very special guest, Dr. Mike. And we'll be back after these messages.
Music.
Janna Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 18th of October, and our very special guest today is Dr. Michael Smith. And we're speaking about some products that have been formulated through extensive research from the Life Extension Company. And we have several more that we're going to be speaking about this morning. If you miss any part of the show, you can listen to it again tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, when we rebroadcast. And if for any reason you miss it on the rebroadcast tomorrow morning, it will be on our website come Monday. So anything that you're hearing today, you can listen to anytime you'd like on our archive shows that are listed on our website at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Janet Cimarelli is here today from 12 until 5, tomorrow Saturday from 12:30 to 5:30. And right now, we want to speak about some other companion products that I think, as you pointed out, might go very well
right
with the topic we're speaking about.
Yeah, muscle health, muscle strength, you know, just to reiterate the importance of maintaining lean muscle mass, right?
I want to just interject by saying that we're dealing now with people that are 40 and above.
Yeah, that tends to be when we start losing the muscle. But you know what? I'm always a big fan of just stay ahead of the game. So younger people can do this as well, especially
okay.
The ones we're about to talk about. Now, HMB, the one we were just talking about, that's really good maybe post-workout. That one is definitely most of the 44 clinical trials on that. Remember that number?
Right.
Most of that is in aging adults. So HMB has a lot of really good research for preserving and even increasing muscle in us, us older.
What about people with desk jobs? They go to the gym. Maybe they go three times a week, but they're not moving that much. So at 25, you are still at risk if you have many, many hours being still. You're losing
for
muscle
sure,
mass.
For sure. So it's really, I think it's, stay ahead of the game. Always easier to prevent than to actually treat something.
Right.
So and then when you preserve your muscle mass with age, that's going to help you live longer, healthier, helps your immune system, helps metabolism. So I think this is an incredibly important topic for everybody to hear. So moving on from the HMB, right, that's great in aging Americans, post-workout. There are a couple of proteins that I like to do pre-workout. Now, again, let's don't get too caught up in the rules, right? It's, basically everything I'm talking about today, you can pretty much take at any time you want.
Right.
Okay. All right, let's keep it simple. Right. But let's talk about creatine. That's this one right here. Creatine is probably your best pre-workout amino acid. It has the most, even beyond HMB, published clinical research showing a positive impact in not just preservation of muscle mass, but muscle building. This is the one that a lot of athletes
right.
Will take. Yeah.
A lot of controversy, I think, sometimes a little bit of a pushback from the medical community, but with creatine, the people are going to see a difference in their workout. They
yes.
will not feel as exhausted as
yes.
they might have felt without the creatine.
Excellent. You guys don't need me here. She's doing a great job. Yeah, so creatine, when you take it, it feeds into the energy production cycle of all your cells, really, but especially the muscle cells. And, of course, that energy production is called ATP, right? We're making
right.
ATP. So creatine activates the creatine phosphate part of this. It's a very important part of taking glucose and turning it into ATP. So the more creatine you have, the more ATP you're making. So that's why a lot of people take it pre-workout, right? So you're revving up your energy storage. So that means you're going to get a better workout. And there are several studies that show an increase in performance at all ages when you supplement with creatine. Dosing is a little tricky with it, and that's where a lot of controversy, I think, comes from, like what's the right amount.
Right.
You know, if you talk to somebody who is in their 20s and they're wanting to bodybuild, they take a lot of creatine. And you got to be careful. There's some issues with liver and kidney with creatine. So I'm always little, when they tell me how much they're taking, I'm like, okay, all right, you sure you want to be doing that much? But the research shows you don't need near as much as what they're doing. Most of us aren't trying to build. Like, we're not trying to get huge, right?
So many people think if a little bit is good, a really, no. really lot is best.
Listen, the research, again, if you simply look at our label, everything on our label is backed by the research, right? So even our dosing. So our dosing of creatine is the average of all those clinical trials that preserve and even build some muscle mass, right?
And those are capsules.
These are capsules, yes. We're looking at about a gram or so in a serving. So, and again, that's for the most of us. You're going to find other people taking 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 times
right.
this amount based on what they're trying to do. Creatine is something that's made a big difference in my own workout, I've noticed. So I really like it. And, again, it's just feeding the energy production, which is key, right, when you're trying to work out. You want to be able to have a lot of energy so you can extend that workout and get more out of it, and that's where the muscle preservation comes in.
Timing
all right, so the dosage?
This is about a gram a serving. Of
1 gram, okay. Yep. And that's your recommendation?
Yeah, that's all based on the studies. Yep.
That's
and
a
you,
lot different
you,
than what you said, Janet, about people overtaking creatine in the powder form.
Yeah,
for
lots
sure.
of people do. Yeah, the powder form is because they can scoop,
exactly.
and they keep scooping it, yeah. Good news is, I mean, there are some studies with pretty high doses of creatine, and there are a couple people here and there with some kidney issues, but the issue is there. Be careful about overdoing it. You really just don't need to overdo it.
Okay, so you're mentioning before a workout, and we know the effect that it's going to have on many people's workouts, but let's say for an older individual in their 60s, 70s, and maybe their workout is just walking,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they up the pace a little bit when they have a certain goal in mind. This is something very important
absolutely.
For them
yeah.
before they go out for their walk.
Yeah, you know what? Because anything, in my clinical opinion, that improves cellular energy production is a good thing. I mean, it's pretty simple. As a matter of fact, you know, in my own practice and when I speak to life extension customers or when I travel and I talk to people, there's two things I always try to do for them, regardless of what issue they may have, right? Number one, you fix their gut. And number two, you make sure they can make ATP.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a healthy gut and you can't make ATP, all this other stuff you want to give them, how are they absorbing it? How are they metabolizing
right,
it, right?
Exactly.
You have to fix the gut and you have to fix ATP production. So creatine feeds right into ATP production. So, yes, even if you're just walking, take
right.
it maybe 30 minutes before you walk, and you'll walk better.
You'll walk longer, you'll get
yeah.
more out of it.
Yep.
Yeah, so
for sure.
important.
Would you consider this to be a companion product then?
Yeah, so that's
Michael?
Yeah. So we also have the whey protein powders, which, you know, you see all over the place now, right? We do believe whey protein. There's a lot of choices now for protein. We do believe whey is the most balanced and complete one. And so we promote that the most. Now, we do know we have vegetarians out there, so we do like pea protein. That's another good, pretty complete protein for vegetarians. So you can, there is some creatine in that, but probably not enough. So I would combine it. You could do take your whey protein isolate that we have here, put it in your smoothie, take a capsule of creatine before you work out, and then when you're done working out, take a scoop of HMB.
Well, you mentioned gut health, most important, when you're trying to get better with your, let's say, preventing older age to come on. The whey protein, how do you handle people that have a tolerance or intolerance for dairy products?
Great question. And the truth is you don't really have to worry about it because most people are having an issue with the sugar in milk, lactose, for instance, right? And in those cases, that's not in here. We're actually just using whey protein to pull out those amino acids. All of the other milk stuff's left behind. So this powder is pure amino acid.
So it's dairy-free?
You can't say that. That's where it gets tricky. The FTC won't allow you to say that because we're sourcing it from dairy. So you have to say that. But at the end, in the powder, there's no milk.
People have an intolerance perhaps to the lactose. They may have an intolerance and they don't realize it to casein. But this one of those substances that people have a sensitivity or intolerance for. So whey protein is across the board, in my opinion, one of the best sources of the most efficiently usable protein.
Very good, yeah.
Well, how does it compare then to the other brands of whey protein that are on the market?
It's just, for us, it's about making sure you have the right amount of all the complete amino acids. And, you know, some of the proteins that are out there for specific bodybuilding, they might increase other amino acids over different amino acids, right? So you might see increase in a few amino acids and a decrease in others because they're trying to build muscle, do whatever.
Right.
That's not what our product is. Our product is really a standard, straightforward, well-balanced protein supplement from whey.
All right, so youngsters that are in their teenage years, early 20s, they could use this as a regular whey protein supplement.
That's it. Be perfect.
Okay.
And that music once more means that it's time for a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guest from Life Extension, Dr. Mike. And we will be back in just 1 minute. Stay tuned.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today, Dr. Mike Smith from the Life Extension Company, has joined us to give our listeners a great deal of information how they can maintain and improve their health. And we're very fortunate to have him with us today. And as I mentioned, you can re-listen to the show tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, or you can go to our website starting on Monday. Go to the archive area of our website and re-listen to the show anytime that you would like. Janet Cimarelli will be available today from 12 to 5, tomorrow, Saturday, from 12:30 to 5:30. And we are offering on the Life Extension line of supplements that we carry here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 15% off our everyday low prices just for today and tomorrow. Our normal discount, everyday low prices, 10% less on the Life Extension. But today and tomorrow, we're going to give you 15% because we have the benefit of Dr. Michael Smith here talking about some of these great products from Life Extension. I do want to alert the listeners that Janet Cimarelli and I have been looking into some holistic quantum healing. And we have a special guest that will be available in November. We'll keep our listeners abreast of this. But if you are into quantum physics and you want to see how it's scan your overall health and give you insight to health priorities, keep tuning in on Friday at 10 o'clock to the show, and you'll find out how you can find the way to do this by coming here to Save-A-Lot on Wednesday, November 20th. And right now, Mike, why don't we tie in the bars to the whey protein? Because Alicia Collins from Life Extension will be here today from 11 to 2, and you can get taste samples of those delicious bars from Life Extension.
Sure, yeah. It's basically the same formula, just in bar form, right? And that's easier, convenient for people. More and more in this industry, people are looking for different ways of taking things.
Right.
Not just a capsule anymore. Even powders are kind of getting old to some people. So they want the bars and they want the gummies and they want whatever else. So it's just another convenient way of taking it. It's chocolate and vanilla. No sugar. It's easy to digest. Very nice. Yeah.
That's a key point. No sugar.
Yeah. It's very good bar. Very healthy. We like to call it a clean bar, right? There's no gunk in it. It's basically the protein, some natural flavoring, and it's
good description.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clean. Very good.
Nice and clean. Thank you.
Right.
Yes. Sometimes I say the right things, right?
And it does come in, it comes in two flavors.
Yes, chocolate and vanilla. We are looking at different ones, but those are the, you know, when you survey people, those are the flavors they want. So we give them what they want.
Cookie dough flavor and chocolate brownie.
Yes.
So, yes, very enticing.
Yeah, I like the cookie dough vanilla one better.
Well, people can definitely have an opportunity to taste it today.
Yeah, come on by.
From 11 to 2. So come on and see Alicia, and you'll get a taste sample of this particular product from Life Extension. Plus, she has some great literature about other products from Life Extension.
Yeah. One thing, it is interesting when you take the protein in bar form, it does seem to make you feel full more than the powder form. So a lot of people do it for appetite control, too.
There is chicory root fiber in here, and the chicory root fiber, along with some of the other components in the bar, will help make you feel full.
Yep.
So if weight management is a goal, the wellness bar will do the trick.
Think about how many people, Janet, you see that are overweight or obese that are looking to drop those pounds.
They detail all of their health issues, and always at the bottom of that list is, and I want to lose weight.
Yeah. We do. We've also formulated, I don't know if you guys have it here in the store, but we also formulated an appetite bar.
Yeah.
And it's based, believe it or not, off spinach. Spinach actually has a compound in it that tricks your brain into think you've been eating fat, so it releases the leptin hormone, which tells you you're full.
Oh, wow.
So fabulous. Very interesting, some cool science there. And so we also offer that as well. But that's not really the protein bar. It's just an appetite bar, yeah.
Okay.
All right, from this point on, Mike, where would you like to go?
Well, I think we need to talk about collagen, right?
So popular today, you can't believe how many people come in looking for collagen.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I always find it interesting. This is interesting, but collagen's been interesting for me for years and years and years and years. It's trending now, right? Yeah, and it should, without a doubt. collagen is not just about skin. And that's why we're talking about it here. You know, we're talking about muscle health, preservation of muscle mass, right, how important that is. People may not realize this, but collagen has some good studies showing muscle mass preservation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you do get the benefit of better skin, better joints, and even better immune system. You guys know the old wives' tale about, you know, if someone's sick, you give them some, what is it,
chicken
noodle soup. Yeah, chicken noodle soup or broth. It's true.
Absolutely.
If it's made homemade,
yes.
I got to say that, right? It has to be made homemade. It's not going to be the same out of a can, right? But made homemade, you know, they make that broth with the bones in there.
Right.
And all of that collagen
gels
is coming out, and it gets into that broth. And when you consume it, it does stimulate the immune system. So those are the three big categories that we focus on with collagen at Life Extension. Obviously the skin, the muscle, and the immune system. But I think it's important to discuss the right form of collagen to take, right? It's a lot of products, especially in the skincare industry, use what is called intact collagen, which is the big collagen protein. That's just hard to absorb, both in your gut and through your skin. And the research is clear that the better way to supplement with collagen is to do what are called the peptides.
Right.
That's where you take that long, huge collagen protein, and you use enzymes to break it up at specific areas, making it really like small little chunks, little pieces. Those are called peptides. That's the way you want to take it in supplement form, both topical and orally. And so that's, of course, what we have here. Our collagen, we have it a cherry-flavored gummy. There you go. See, people want...
Very convenient.
They want those alternative sources or formats to take things. Tastes great. Pretty much sugar free, so very easy. And it has, it has 2 grams of what we call bioactive collagen peptides. So this is going to help with your skin, your muscle, and even your immune system. And you can carry it around if you're going to go travel and stuff. I do a lot of traveling. Great way to boost my immune system before I get on the plane. Pop in a gummy. You know, who doesn't like gummies, I guess? But now, very easy to take.
How does it compare to the collagens that are on the market today? They say collagen 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, so there's different. Okay, so there's actually several types of collagen, right? And the most important ones are type 1 and type 2.
Most, right.
That's pretty. And so when you see a product that says it's type 1, type 2, type 3, they're just trying to cover all the different types of collagen that are out there. But what's more important than the actual type you're sourcing it from is that it needs to be in peptide form.
Right.
I mean, that's really what's key. We use, in this case, type 1 collagen to get our collagen peptides. Now, the trademark extract we are using is called bioactive collagen peptides. This has been studied. That's what's, again, I want to reiterate, at Life Extension, we're grounded in the science. And if we can get our hands on the extracts that were studied, the extracts that have the publication, that's what we do. And so we actually have the collagen peptides studied and published in many clinical trials. That's really what separates us from all the other collagen peptides that might be on or that are going to come onto the market, right?
And no question about that.
Yeah.
When would be the best time, in your opinion, to have people take this?
Again, anytime you want, this could be for during lunch. You don't even have to have, you can do it on an empty stomach. It doesn't really matter. It's very simple to take.
Okay, because
so no rules.
Because
no rules.
It's in peptide form. You don't have to be concerned about taking it with protein.
No, not really. The peptides absorb really, really well. Now, if you're doing intact collagen, that should be done on an empty stomach.
Right.
And most proteins should be done on an empty stomach. But the peptide form of collagen absorbs very well, very readily, and it's really not an issue.
And everything we've spoken about so far will not interfere with each other.
No, if anything, it kind of works synergistically together. Yeah, so you have, you know, we started with HMB, great post-workout protein, right, to preserve muscle. Then you have creatine and a good just whey protein isolate for your pre-workout. Get your muscles ready to go. Get that energy going. Collagen is just a the largest protein in our body in terms of it's everywhere, right? And supporting that with these different other with these other proteins using collagen, I think it completes the picture, you know, of what we're trying to do with muscle mass preservation. Yeah.
So this can really enhance the HMB.
I think it's you know, when you say the word enhance, we got to be careful there. That's like a science word, right? That means you have a measurable difference. I'm not saying that collagen will make HMB work better, but they all come together completing the story of muscle mass preservation, right? I think they do complete each other. Yes.
All right. One last question on the topic. Is there anybody who shouldn't be taking this?
No. This is good for everybody. We all need to preserve muscle. Keep in mind, we're talking about natural things your body already wants and needs, right? We're just simply replacing, and in many, many cases, you know, if you look at most Americans today, the ones that eat the standard American diet, the quality of protein they're eating, it's horrible. And so we're really giving back these health-building nutrients like amino acids and collagen. So safe for everybody across the board.
With your knowledge, if someone, as Janet pointed out, comes in with a list, and at the bottom of the list they won't want to lose weight, would you venture to say that they could live and lose weight on using the protein supplements twice a day with the snack bars as a snack in between and then eating a regular meal once a day?
If they're working out. I got to throw there too, right? Yeah. Everything we're talking about today is not specifically weight loss, right? But could a good protein supplement regimen with good diet and exercise play a role in helping somebody to get to normal weight? Yes. But I don't classify this stuff as weight loss products.
No, I understand.
Yeah. But it plays a role, for sure.
So when you're putting this whole picture together, the collagen is your connective tissue. You have to have dense muscles to hold your joints in place. You have to have connective tissue to hold your joints in place. And so I think we are painting a picture mm-hmm. of how interactive all of these different products
yep.
are.
Perfect. Great summary.
And that music means our last break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be here today from 12 to 5. I'm in the Save a Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guest, Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension. Stay tuned. More to come.
You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Jana Juice. 2 capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, October 18th. Our very special guest today is Dr. Michael Smith from the Life Extension Company. And we've been giving you some great information about some of these products that are available here at Save-A-Lot that are produced by the Life Extension Company. And as a point of information, I want to remind you that today and tomorrow, you can get 15% off our everyday low prices which are low to begin with, on the Life Extension line of products. So it's 15% off today and tomorrow on the entire line of Life Extension products. As Janet had pointed out, she's available today if you'd like to speak to her from 12 to 5, tomorrow Saturday from 12:30 to 5:30, and we have Alicia Collins here giving away taste samples of the bars that Dr. Mike spoke about, that you can see how good they taste. And it comes in two flavors, as was pointed out, chocolate and vanilla. And I know that Alicia has some other great literature that you'd like to find very interesting about some of the other great products from Life Extension. I know we want to speak about another important product, Dr. Mike, that Life Extension has brought to the marketplace. I'll leave it up to you.
Sure. So the keto diet. Everybody,
very popular.
Yeah, everybody wants to do the keto diet, right? And so there are some potential issues, though, with the keto diet. And I always say that there's a right way and the wrong way to follow keto, right? The right way is lean meats. You know, green veggies are allowed. That's not going to throw people out of ketosis. You can still eat spinach. But a lot, what we've learned, a lot of people are doing it the wrong way. They're eating a lot of processed meats. They're avoiding all fruits, all vegetables, because they're scared of going out of ketosis. And there is evidence of an increase in triglycerides, an increase in cardiovascular risk for some of these people not following it the right way, right? They're just meat, and it's not quality meat. So you have to be very careful with that. What we have here, though, is a researched formula that shows you can follow not necessarily a keto diet, but maybe just a low-carb diet, not as restrictive, and take some of the ingredients in this new product we have called Keto Brain and Body Boost, and it will actually stimulate ketosis in you. So you can get the benefits of the ketones and ketosis without necessarily following that strict keto diet, right? Which, by the way, we really don't have any long-term data on. Right? The longest study we have on the keto diet and going into what's called nutritional ketosis is 2 years. That's it. There's nothing beyond that. So we don't really know the long-term consequences other than potential increase in cardiovascular risk. So this is, I think, a really good option for people. Follow low carb. You gotta cut out the sugars and stuff like that, right? We all agree with that, right? So cut those out. That's your low carb part, and then you can take Keto Brain and Body Boost to benefit from some exogenous ketones we're adding to your system. And then there's also some ingredients in here, mango leaf, that stimulates ketosis inside your own body to burn fat. So yeah, this is a great way to benefit from the keto diet without having some of those bad consequences potentially from it.
How are you going to benefit the person on a keto diet? How will you benefit their brain?
Yeah, well, that's what this – so ketones, it's interesting. Ketones aren't just about energy. They do have other potential benefit, and one specifically is in cognition. Okay. And memory. That's why a lot of people, when they go on a keto diet, is they – one of the first things they feel is like better
clear
mental
brain.
Focus. Yeah, the brain fog lifts. And that has to do with directly the ketones' effect on brain cells, which we're still studying. It's very interesting. What we have found is people that are on a low-carb diet, get the sugars out, and then take our product here, have that same result, that, hey, I my mind feels better. So the ketones you get out of our product is doing the same thing that you follow in the keto diet when people are really strict with it. Yeah.
Can you talk about some of the ingredients in there?
Yeah, so there's an exogenous ketone in here. It's a pretty common one called HBA. It's hydroxyburic acid. It is a natural ketone that when you ingest it, helps your body to stimulate your own fat burning. And then we have mango leaf extract, which also stimulates natural fat burning as well to produce ketones. So this product ultimately does increase ketones, and you can, if you do a urine test, most people will find that they are in ketosis with this product without being on a strict keto diet.
This is very interesting because this goes back to the origins of the supplements with Dirk mm-hmm. Pearson yeah. and Sandy Shaw, the HBA that you just mentioned. Amazing, amazing. Yeah. The evolution and the quality and the usability supported by the research.
Yeah, yeah.
How often is that taken?
Once a day. Very simple.
That's all?
Yeah. Very simple, right? Now, some people, if somebody is following a strict keto diet, you know, and let's say they do something, they eat something that throws them out of ketosis, we do suggest that you can use this product to go back into ketosis faster. So they might do it 2 or 3 times a day to get back into ketosis faster. But the average person doesn't need to worry. If you're just on a low-carb diet and you're taking this product, you're not really measuring ketones. You're not really worried about being actually in ketosis, but you're still getting some of those same benefits once a day.
So how do people decide, with all of the different choices through yeah. life extension, where their priorities lie?
Oh, wow, what a great question, right? Yeah. I actually wrote a book on this. Did you know that? It's called The Supplement Pyramid. I think the first thing that we all, and especially you guys, you know, you talk to customers all the time, right? We got to make sure that people are fixing their gut,
right?
That they're on a good energy, supplement energy program, you know, CoQ10, D-ribose, what have you, PQQ, that kind of stuff. But also make sure people are always taking the foundational nutrients first, right? You got to make sure we're getting the basic vitamins and minerals, the basic omega oils, you got your probiotic. I always make sure that they have that foundation. And then when I build on that foundation, let's say with a protein regimen to help them preserve muscle, it works better. So I always go back to foundational nutrients. You know, a pyramid is strong because of the foundation. And if you don't have a strong foundation, a lot of the stuff you're doing just doesn't make quite sense.
Well, I know that over the years, Janet and I have spoken about foundation products that people should generally use as part of their program, mm-hmm. as you just pointed
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
But you mentioned, again, if the gut is not working properly, no matter what you put into your body, it's not going to work.
Yeah, yeah.
What
so
particular products does Life Extension have to help people with gut health?
If somebody's gut overall is healthy, but I want to support that, you got to at least get probiotics going, right? I mean, I think we all agree with that. If they're having some digestive issues, you can always go to the digestive enzymes next. But what I'm discovering is people who are following that standard American diet, they have a lot of inflammation in their gut. So I want to clear that up too. So I like glutamine. Glutamine is a great way to just kind of clear up gut inflammation. It's even used, there's a formula called zinc glutamine that's a prescription in Japan for ulcers. So, but here it's in supplement form.
Right.
So you want to clear out the inflammation in the gut. You want to make sure that they're not suffering from leaky gut, which most Americans are, in my opinion. So we want to make sure we're taking care. So a good probiotic, digestive enzymes, and if there's some issues, glutamine at least is a good place to start.
And glutamine, I'm sure you were talking about a powder form.
That's the best way to take it, yes, in my opinion.
Yep. Which coats the intestinal lining.
It heals. It actually eases inflammation on the mucosal lining of the gut. Yeah. You know, when people say coat, yeah, but what it's actually doing, it's actually decreasing the release of inflammatory cytokines from gut cells.
Okay, I have a question with regard to leaky gut. What about black pepper that's found in so many supplements and that's touted as the way to enhance yeah. absorption, and how it's doing that is opening up some more space?
Yeah.
And
So black pepper will help anything absorb, by the way, even bad stuff. It's really not all that necessary anymore because the formulas are getting better. We don't really use... out of almost, what did I tell you, 400 products?
Right, about 400.
I don't think maybe one or two still have black pepper. I'd have to check. But we're using other delivery systems now, dual encapsulations, enteric encapsulations, phytosomes. This is a new way of getting stuff into your system without hurting that barrier. So more and more, I don't think we need to be using black. And if people are, they're not advancing in their delivery systems.
Well, I think the point you brought out, Jenna, is they don't look at the label and see black pepper. They may see something called bioperin,
right. Yeah.
which is black pepper,
yep.
right.
but they may not realize it. And I think that you're a big fan of letting people know that black pepper or Bioperin is not something to enhance digestion.
Because so many people come with digestive issues, and here they're taking a number of different formulas with Bioperin.
Yeah. I just don't think it says, I think if there's more advanced delivery systems. You don't need it.
And the other part of it is, okay, you may get that active substance into the bloodstream, but we don't necessarily know that it is doing its function once it's in the body.
Mm-hmm. We're coming up at the end of the show, all Mike. Right. I want to thank you, but maybe you could just give a brief overview of what we spoke about.
Sure. So we have the Muscle Strength and Restore formula. That's the HMB. We have our creatine capsules, along with the whey protein isolate. That's your good pre-workout combination. And then the collagen peptides to support the overall structure of the muscle. And that's kind of how they all fit together. And then lastly, hey, if you want to benefit from ketones, try our new Keto Brain and Body Boost.
Outstanding.
Cut out the sugars. You still can't eat. You got to get rid of the donuts.
Right.
But you could try this in a low-carb diet and get benefit out of ketosis.
And to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to today's special edition of the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back next Friday at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.